The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good afternoon.
Happy Hump Day. Lori and Julia show, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Of course, tomorrow, kicking it off bright and early with Jason, Alexis, and Dawn. All day long, it'll be our 12th annual Bids for Kids as we raise a big pile of money for Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest. Tune in for those tomorrow and get ready to bid on some packages. Others, you don't have to bid, but you got to call in and just buy tickets. For instance, Cher. We've got 15 tickets to go see Cher with Lori and Julia in May. And those have a flat price of $200. So you just call in and you want to buy them. When they're gone, they're gone. But you don't have to bid on those. Okay?
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie, love.
Thank you, Donnie. All right. So we were just... Okay, so we just watched that Triple Frontier I did with Garrett Hedlund, and you saw him doing a
Charlie
lot of...
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, and Garrett Hedlund, more importantly.
Garrett Hedlund.
And he is from Minnesota.
Roseau.
And he's beautiful.
Beautiful.
And
dated Kirsten Dunst for like 4 years.
They were engaged.
Engaged, yes.
And then she was on Fargo and met Jesse Plummer and Plummins and fell in love, and they have a baby already.
Yeah.
So that ended that.
Right.
And then Emma Roberts, Julia Roberts' niece.
That's right.
Has been engaged to this.
She's dated Evans Peter. They've been together since 2012. So they've been together a long time. They were engaged, then they broke up. We saw them at the Super Bowl last January.
Yes.
There at the VIP party. They were tiny. He's always in every iteration of American Horror Story.
Okay.
And
they were very tiny.
Very tiny people.
They were very tiny people.
And I don't know when we're going to see Pop. Garrett Hedlund does not get papped on a regular basis.
No, he seems to go, he looks like your average dude.
He just stays undercover.
Yeah.
He's low key. Even when he was with Kirsten Dunst, they would be papped just not very often. I think they know where like she hangs out or
right.
whatever. So I don't know if this is a bridge, a stopgap, or a new series.
Could I think it's exciting.
It certainly is. I mean, I think, you know, if you're going to break up with your guy of 7 years, you're going to really need a good stopgap bridge or a new series.
And he's lovely.
He's gorgeous.
Yes, he really is.
Yeah. And I think, you know, she's 28. He's 34. They were spotted in Silver Lake. Mm-hmm. Walking, they were holding hands. It's just a couple of weeks old, so we don't know if it's a bridge, a stopgap, or the new series.
We're just happy for him.
Very.
Don't you think?
Yeah, they've broken up a couple of times for long periods of time, her and Evan Peters. I don't like him.
Didn't they hit each other and do some bad things in Canada once or something? I feel like I don't like their thing.
And remember, you know, she's been dating him since she's 21.
You change
she might
a
be
lot
ready,
in your 20s.
She might
every,
be ready for
every
a
year is 5 years.
That's right. She might want a new something.
All right. I'm
other.
Ready for her to move on and be happy with someone else.
People are going crazy that Bruce Lee made an appearance in the one spot.
Yes,
a time
did.
In Hollywood.
Yes, he did.
Thing with Brad Pitt's character looking like he was whipping Bruce Lee's butt, and people on Twitter are not having it. They're saying, no way, Bruce Lee is rolling his eyes somewhere in martial arts heaven.
Mm-hmm.
over this thing, but it's
we've
a teaser.
We posted this.
We couldn't post the trailer because oh, they that's swear right. they at swore. The end.
Yeah, bad those, word at the end.
Those damn people. Why do they have to swear?
Yeah. And Brad, I don't like his dumb redneck drawl. I don't. I'm just saying.
Okay, we're fine. Yeah, good for saying. You. I like him.
Yeah, well, no, I listen. I
didn't
him.
Listen to it hard enough to get the drawl factor.
Julia, I know how you watched this trailer. Okay, you were in the bathroom. It was on your laptop and the view was on.
Okay.
In a different room.
Could be a problem.
Yeah. In a different room. Okay, listen to this, though. Okay, so the Big Bang is ending this year, right?
Right.
Yes.
And it's the last show is going to be on May 16th. CBS is raising the ad rates to Super Bowl levels. They're asking between 1.2 and 1.5 million for a 30-second ad in the finale.
Wow. Well, they'll be able to get it, no problem.
They will get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 to 6 times higher than the average cost to run an ad in the show.
You have huge eyeballs.
I know. Well, here's an example. So the last episode of Seinfeld drew 76 million viewers.
Right. But that was in 98. I know. Were there 40 channels then?
Yeah. I know. Yes. The MASH, the last MASH.
Which there were only four networks, really
yeah,
three.
Yeah, 1983. 105.9 million viewers.
That'll never happen again.
No, never. Never. No matter what the show is.
Yeah.
That'll
no,
never happen again.
No.
Wow. They're going to get it. They're going to get it.
Donnie, are you still watching the series?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, people love that show.
I know. Yeah. I've turned into young Sheldon because Melissa's on. Melissa Peterman. And she's such
a... The bowling lady next... The bowling neighbor next door.
She was in the last episode.
Yes. My mom loves that show.
I'm taping it and watching it because of her. She's so delightful.
That show is funny and Will and Grace are funny. And my mom does enjoy Cool Kids. On Fox.
Oh, I kind of do too, Lauren.
On Friday night.
I kind of do
funny,
too.
That old ageist humor with those four is pretty.
Know.
And I,
Leslie Jones
is everything.
Everything.
Not Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jordan.
It's Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones is a
different person entirely.
So close. Okay, so listen to this new series. So we heard that Kenan Thompson might be leaving SNL this year. Yeah. Might be his final year. He is doing a single camera comedy pilot for NBC, and it's going to star Andy Garcia.
Really?
The project follows a newly widowed dad, which is Thompson, determined to be everything for his kids while begrudgingly letting his persistent father-in-law, Garcia, a retired police officer, become more involved in their lives.
That always seems like a good thing with a sitcom, you know, kind
have
of doing that.
Have a curmudgeon-y old dad.
Dad, yes, we've seen
we
it before.
We last saw him on the book club. Remember that movie with Goldie Hawn and book club. He played the sexy.
Wasn't Goldie Hawn. It was Jane Fonda, Candice Bergen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Goldie
Diane
Hawn,
Keaton.
Diane Keaton.
No, Goldie Hawn.
And Ted Danson's wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Magic 8-Ball said concentrate.
Yeah, that could be.
And ask again.
Yeah.
But I think he's still so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
He is one man that is just sexy, sexy, sexy.
Yeah. Do you think Channum is sexy?
No.
He's copying Jesse J. He's
his girlfriend, the musician.
Girlfriend. How about that? They've been together now. He blonded his hair and buzzed it to match her buzzed haircut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've been dating since November, Jules.
I know.
So maybe their next outing will be to the hair salon to get their matching heinies together, as they used to call them.
Remember
back in the
day.
Remember,
they were heinies.
Heinies.
Yeah. Oh,
when
gosh.
When you shaved your head.
They were totally heinies.
Oh,
we
got a fresh heinie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad would get out the shear, probably just buzz everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, did you watch this Natalie Portman? You know, nobody watched her Lux. Lux Lut. Did anyone watch it?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was about.
It was about kind of this rock star, kind of a Lady Gaga-esque. It was like a Lady Gaga-esque, and something happened, and you see it like when she was at her fame.
Was it in the movie theaters, or was it
for
on Netflix?
A hot second.
Yeah.
Now she's got another one. It's called Lucy in the Sky. Donnie posted it.
Did you watch the trailer?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you?
Listen,
yes, I did.
The reason why I didn't, because it right away in the first sentence, she starts as an astronaut who returns home from a long mission and finds herself losing her connection to her family.
We're not into astronauts.
When her boyfriend begins having an affair with an astronaut trainee, Natalie, is this based at all about that lady who drove cross country with the diaper?
Oh, gosh. No. Remember? Nothing to do with that.
Remember? Holly is saying yes.
I read that it does have something to do with it. It's inspired by that story.
When her boyfriend begins having an affair with an astronaut, her character bottoms out and takes drastic measures to right the wrong. Sure, this is about that astronaut. John Hamm is in it.
Sure, this is about it.
Yeah, Dan Stevens.
I didn't think that woman had gone into
Alan Bernstein.
Oh, I like the cast.
And so, yeah, this is 100% has to be based on that.
Is it a movie in the theaters?
Yeah. It's called Lucy in the Sky. And remember, she drove from Texas to Florida to get revenge, and she wore a diaper so she wouldn't have to go to the bathroom.
But when you watch the trailer, there's none of that in the trailer at
all. Well, I know, but when you read the story and when you realize, oh, an astronaut who comes back, she's been gone a long time, her husband's playing around with another astronaut.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, I watched the trailer. None of that, what you're talking about, is in the trailer. It's something happens to her when she's in space that causes her to lose connection with her family. That woman who drove cross country, I don't think she ever went into space.
She didn't. She was chasing an astronaut or something.
So there's some similarities, but when you watch the trailer, it's no.
Donnie, you're so literal. It's
I'm not being literal. I'm saying I watched the trailer.
You are literally the most literal
person. What the hell is the name of the woman
I've ever met in my life? If it wasn't in the 2 minutes trailer and I didn't read anything, it can't possibly be about that.
I'm looking up the woman who drove across the country with a diaper on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm Googling.
It'll work.
With diaper.
Is Lucy in the Sky the song that's playing?
Her name was, okay, here it was. She was an astronaut who the authorities say she attacked a rival for another astronaut's affection at the Orlando International Airport.
Yeah, because her husband
After driving more than 900 miles from Houston to meet this woman's flight,
it was
an attempted murder.
That's right.
Her name was Lisa Marie Nowak.
So we'll have to do more research into Lucy
in
the Sky.
It was the NASA love, triangle.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad we got to call.
That was in 2007.
We got to call Donnie a literal, or whatever we call
him.
You do it every day.
But you are. There's no one more literal.
It never astonishes.
But you didn't watch the trailer, I did.
But it doesn't.
Donnie, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's one of the reasons why you're so literal, okay? The fact that you think it matters and we know it doesn't. Right. You take that literally. We don't.
I just like to say the following.
I'm moving on.
Right. Okay, we'll be right back with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Holly, you've got the dirt for us today. Tell us what we have.
Yes, I have some stories in front of me that I will literally tell both Lori and Julia this afternoon.
I hope the listeners.
Yeah, well, of course. Let's talk about the emotional fallout from the college cheating scandal. And we're going to be talking about the celebrities affected by this, of course, because these are the names that we know and that we're going to be talking about. One, of course, Felicity Huffman and her husband, William H. Macy. She is charged in this scandal. He is not. However, one could argue that he probably knew what was going on. They just didn't have enough evidence to formally charge him.
He wrote the check check.
But he was on the phone with the guy. They have him on the phone, but he didn't get charged. Yeah, I thought that was dog a little bit.
Uh-huh. And sources are telling Entertainment Tonight that the scandal has definitely affected the longtime couple's relationship. They've been married since 1997. And this source saying the situation has been very trying on Felicity and William's marriage. They love each other, but they've been arguing a lot. And that they have an incredibly strong marriage, obviously. I mean, they've been married for a long time, and they've probably worked some things out in the past. But this situation has put a tremendous amount of pressure on them, and their close friends were stunned by this because, according to their friends, they always seemed like really honest
and
good people.
Yeah, and before they got married, I think they were together 15 years or 10 years.
Yeah, so they've been together forever.
They've been together forever.
She hired a crisis PR team in addition to her regular PR team.
There is
no way you could do
that. You could get through this without a crisis PR team.
Trayvon Martin.
The same people who worked on that? Is that who they hired?
That's It's the same people. Yeah. The same people.
Okay. All right. So moving on from that to the other celebrities that we know were involved in this college cheating scandal, that would be Lori Loughlin. And allegedly her daughters, Olivia and Bella, are suffering amid the fallout from this scandal. This also according
That's
to
Lori Loughlin's PR team putting that story out there.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
That's
I mean, sure I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. And I wouldn't be surprised that there's some truth in this statement being Bella.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world, and the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms, and you can also find it on uappodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Bella and Olivia, the daughters of Lori Loughlin, are suffering in their own ways from the fallout of their parents' decision. That, of course, decision would be paying bribes in total of $500,000 to have their kids go to the University of Southern California. And they're hanging out with their friends, the friends supporting them. They need that support. And apparently, I mean, they're kind of scared. At least I think Olivia J.
This is 100% planted by Lori and her husband's PR team to get some sympathy going for their daughters. That's what I think. I mean, because this is a one way of managing it to get people, because, you know, they would have done their daughters a more solid if they just helped them become Insta influencers, which it seems like what they wanted.
The point is, no, one of them's a senior, Lori. One of their daughters is a senior at USC. She's 20 years old. She's a senior and she had to drop out. So she's not completing her education. The younger one is the Instagram girl person. And she's pissed. She didn't want to go to college. She's doing so well. She loved what she was doing on Instagram. She'd build up this huge following and her parents were making her go to college.
Listen, if she had money, she could have told them no. If I had all that money, I would have told my parents, no, forget it. I mean, I'm just saying she was making money, or did she start making more money after she got accepted?
I don't know, but I don't know that you can say that, because you are being guided by your parents as a teenager, an 18-year-old. I'm sorry, that's really young.
Yeah. Well, it's leading to all kinds of chaos on the USC campus.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm sure that every single person on that campus...
Do you deserve it? Do you deserve it?
Well, no, they know, like, they know the 60 students.
Yes, they know them. And apparently, I think that the last report we got regarding the students involved in this scandal, that they're being put on hold, essentially, because USC needs to figure out...
Who's
for real and who's not? And I think that the institution is more worried about their credibility than any individual student's career at their institution.
And what do you do if these people are seniors and they've already earned all these credits?
Well, yeah, there's a lot to
do. You know, what do you do?
Yeah.
Do you not give them to them because they got in there illegally?
Yeah, a case by case. So last week, the University
of Southern
California.
I'm just blown away someone can be 20 and a senior in college.
My kid's graduating. He's 20, just turned 22.
Yeah, I think
you said 20, that someone's a senior at 20. Right. That's what I'm blown away, that you could be a senior by your 20.
You can be.
A senior in college?
I think I graduated when I was
17.
21.
If I would have done it, I would have been. There was a girl on the Today Show today, Lori, that graduated college already at 16.
I don't think these are that girls.
No, I don't think
they are. She was homeschooled.
No, but I think that there's truth in what both of you said, Lori and Julia. To Lori's point, this story seems like it was planted by their PR people. To Julia's point, I think that there is truth in what these girls and young women are feeling about this, that it is really, really hard.
And that's probably the PR crisis. People said, people will feel empathy for your daughters. Let's get some stories out about them. because that is the natural place for people to have some sympathy.
I've had it since before, right when it came out for these kids.
I believe I am the one who brought it up because I said to you guys, because you were like, oh, these kids knew about it. That was our initial thing.
But then I think about it, and I think they're only 18. Yeah, my God, and their parents were guiding them down this horrible path.
Yeah, well, and Lori and Massimo are currently each out on jail on $1 million bond.
They need to go away to go away.
They're going to cry on cue and get a slap on the wrist and pay some kind of a fine or something. But how they then get their career back.
Oh.
Will Lori have to go over to Lifetime in a couple of years and star in her own Lifetime movie about her?
She may.
That will get really meta, and I feel like Lifetime may be up to the task on that one. Just give it a few years, though. But definitely the college admission scandal taking an emotional toll on everyone who was involved there. Daytime Emmy Award nominations announced this afternoon. Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and the Restless lead the list of shows with the most nominations this year. So soap operas still on the air.
Yeah, there's not that many of them. Uh-huh. It's a dying breed. Did The View get nominated?
I don't anything. They probably did, though. I mean, that show goes through ups and downs, and I heard you guys talking about the tell-all View book that's going to be coming out early in April.
Oh, my gosh.
And Jenny McCarthy dishing about the fact that she had never been in a place with so many women yelling at each other.
And Whoopi and Barbara were fighting about moderating, and Whoopi didn't believe Barbara should be the moderator. And she said it was sort of like Survivor on that show. You had to pick an ally, Barbara or Whoopi.
Oh.
I can't wait to read that book. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the show has been around for over 20 years and has gone through so many iterations. And I had forgotten that Jenny McCarthy was even on the panel.
Yeah. We saw it every day with Sherry Shepherd. It was not as hard as the next year with Rosie Perez.
The Talk now has been on for 10 years. It kind of inspired,
a whole genre of television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jenny McCarthy did, I guess, I read that Vulture piece where it's an excerpt from the book. She did say it made her uncomfortable that Whoopi would sometimes be kind of mean to Barbara about moderating. Because she said, listen, Barbara is like this groundbreaking journalist. So it always made her, every day was uncomfortable.
Yeah,
there
it
for
sounds
Jenny
like
McCarthy.
It was awful.
I can't
wait to read this book.
Now, this book, which is going to be just so deliciously juicy, is called Ladies Who Punch, The Explosive Inside Story of The View. And this book is going to be out in early April, April 2nd.
And I think this reporter, does he write for CNN or Time? He's a legitimate.
Or
a media journalist. He's
what's
a legitimate.
His name again?
I don't know how to say.
Satuda is his last name. I can't remember his first name.
Yeah, so this one's going to be a real hot, juicy thing. By the way, NBC wants us to know via Page Six gossip that Natalie Morales isn't leaving the network. However, it does look like she's probably leaving Access Hollywood.
We couldn't be sadder. And to be replaced with Mario
Lopez.
We can't stand him.
Why?
It's such a bad move. They were in rhythm. We watched that show. We loved it.
You are so
right,
Julia.
I'm not watching anymore.
No.
Kit can't carry it. She can't carry Mario Lopez.
Uh-oh. Who can carry a Mario?
He was so mean to us on the phone once. I mean, we will never forget that.
All right.
What's happening on the roads? Are we going to get...
And then there was a scandal.
Vintage scandal.
It was quite the scandal.
I am shocked at your behavior.
All right. So
last
week we were revisiting some of the crazy 1980 celebrity scandals that we forgot about and people who are still very much in the public eye today. And I mean, the 80s, we loved them for the cheesy movies, the great music, some interesting outfit choices.
For the massive amounts of fun we had.
But there were also a lot of things that went down.
Okay.
And so here is one. He is in the news because he's on American Idol. We had a lovely evening. That's right, at the Polo Lounge. Let's revisit a scandal that Lionel Richie had.
With a couple women, I think, wasn't it?
No. Big scandal that Lionel Richie, so his first wife was his high school sweetheart.
Yep.
Brenda Harvey. And they already had their daughter, Nicole Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the marriage, she caught him. Let's just say this marriage ended publicly. And with some violence.
Okay.
Brenda, the high school sweetheart.
Publicly and with violence.
Found her husband, Lionel Richie, with Diane Alexander, who's a fashion designer at the time, and a friend of the couple. This is 1988.
This is the same Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah.
Why do people they go were with at, the friends?
They were at Diane's apartment, and Brenda Harvey, Lionel Richie's high school sweetheart, was not happy to catch the two of them together. No details on whether they were caught in flagrante delicto, which I just don't get to say very often.
It sounds good.
In flagrante delicto.
Yes. I like it however you say
okay.
it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So according to People magazine at the time, Brenda Harvey, high school sweetheart of Lionel Richie, dropped kick Lionel with a well-placed kick. People put it in the stomach area, but we know was the nuts.
So she walked in there and she kicked him in the balls.
Yes, that's right, Joyce. She dropped kicked
him. I'm sorry. Ouch. I'm just going
to
say it.
He fell to his knees.
I bet.
And he went on to, you know, probably cup his balls and run out of there. But he later called the police saying, my wife assaulted me.
Ooh.
Then Brenda
Harvey,
high school sweetheart and wife, first wife of Lionel Richie, also
and mother of his daughter.
And also hit and kicked her friend, the fashion designer Diane Alexander, right there in the living room. Ooh. Probably smacked her right upside the head.
As one does.
And the police reached the scene as all this was going on.
Okay.
They did reconcile, but they got divorced in 1993, and then Lionel Richie married Diane. So in 5 years, they stayed together after this first thing. 5 years later, they get divorced. He marries
the lover, Diane
Alexander. But that didn't work out. He filed for divorce from her in the same year.
Oh, wow. So they waited and waited. Finally, I'm free.
And you know, and the high school sweetheart Lionel was feeling, and you know, Nicole and all of that, but we kind of forgot about Grandpa Daddy Lionel's.
Yeah, we did.
That little thing.
I knew there was something, I just didn't know.
Oh, yeah, that was it. That was it. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, I would like to see her get an acting job. She's been one of our favorite actresses.
I can't wait.
Desperate Housewives, Ugly Betty. No, I'm not talking about Felicity Huffman's future vintage scandal. I'm talking about Vanessa Williams.
Love her.
Oh, yeah.
She's had
I know
many...
this scandal.
I do, too. Yeah.
Mm. I know, but let's revisit it because she really... She's one of our favorite actresses that just comes in and tears up a role.
But she hasn't been on anything.
I want the CW or someone to hire her. I would like her to get like some kind of a... Why couldn't she be Dominique? Remember who was on Dynasty? The other lady who would play opposite Alexis Carrington.
Crystal Carrington.
Diane Carroll. Why couldn't...
Oh, yeah, they're right.
Yeah, why couldn't they cast... I'm always looking for something for Vanessa Williams.
Well, she's got things going on
right
now.
She does. Okay, so, but here's... She made history way back in the 80s by becoming the first Black woman to become Miss America.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. However...
She had topless photos out there.
She was dethroned in 1984 when Penthouse magazine published nude photos of her. The Nation gasped.
I remember.
Yeah. And pulled their turtlenecks and their, what were we wearing in 1984? Preppy
turtlenecks.
Preppy things.
Our Benetton
yeah, some of us.
Sweaters.
Izod shirts.
Other people were wearing Superfly stuff. Anyway, she was pressured to give up her throne.
She did.
Yeah.
She had to, you know, had to go and cry on TV.
Well, she started in 84 and she hasn't stopped on TV.
No. And
Love
she,
Boat.
Yeah. She had to apologize and blah, 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 and do all this stuff. But her career, she made it work. She didn't let the scandal of it get down. She probably
took her
hired
a long time,
somebody.
Right.
It was lesbian photos, too.
Oh, I didn't know
that. It was
that.
Her topless, like, playing with another woman's breast. Just
yes, I remember.
Yeah, remember that? I think I remember buying that.
Yeah, they made the rounds.
Why do I think she married the boxer?
Oh, no, that's Robin Givens.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, Vanessa Williams was married to Rick, the basketball player.
Yes, the basketball player.
They were married for a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Miss America pageant formally apologize to Vanessa Williams and her mother in 2015 during the broadcast. And the president apologized. Even though none of us were involved, he did say that.
Yep.
Even though we want to apologize to you and your mother for anything that was said or done that made you feel any less than the Miss America you are and the Miss America you always be.
Oh.
But look at how many years that took.
Yeah.
And it was like such, people were writing her off, yeah. and she was a singer. And I remember just feeling terrible for her mm-hmm. because I thought the pictures were kind of hot.
I can't wait to.
And they were black and white.
Black and white. That's right.
They were black and white. I remember it. And I just thought, what is the big darn deal? Okay. Someone else. We talk about her maybe, you know, once a week, or we wonder. Madonna, new music. That's the rumor that the new music mm-hmm. is this year. Well,
what scandal wasn't she, Sean?
1989. That's right. Madonna, the Like a Prayer video stirred up such a controversy.
Because it had crucifixes.
Religious imagery. Yep. It had crucifixes. And there was so much anger that she danced with crucifixes and kissed a black man. Who was in a jail cell, I believe. And then, remember, it was
videos
such a great video.
Everything.
They were absolutely everything. And Pepsi canceled the ad. They pulled it off the air.
Gosh.
And this is what the spokesperson for Pepsi at the time in 1989 said about this,
mm-hmm.
which now seems like such a scandal light.
Nope.
When you've got an ad... But this is an explanation that I feel like somebody could use right now to you. When you've got an ad that confuses people or concerns people, it just makes sense that the ad goes away.
Yeah.
That's a very simple explanation. I was expecting really something.
No, that makes sense. The product is lost completely, and it doesn't work.
We just saw that with the Jenner kid and the Pepsi.
Kendall,
ad.
Yeah, she got into hot water for, but I can't even remember what that was. Oh yeah, the race, the demonstration, and she went up to a cop and gave him one.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that'll be a future vintage scandal. But she lost her Pepsi endorsement.
Mm-hmm. She didn't care.
She didn't care.
She had so much money. She was at the top of the world.
Yeah.
She didn't care at all.
Let's see if I've got one more just little last one that we maybe... Well, here's one. Paul McCartney. Beloved
Here's a cheater.
Paul McCartney. No?
No.
His scandal in the 80s, Julia, is he... was landed in prison for carrying marijuana.
That's right.
Oh, what country?
Japan.
So he wasn't allowed back there.
And it made worldwide news. Yep. He wasn't able to go back there for a long time.
Remember, I know some people can't.
He was worried about getting into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
My gosh.
Izzy Stradlin, I'll just give you one more. The Guns N' Roses guitarist was on a plane from Indianapolis to Los Angeles in 1989 when he verbally abused a flight attendant, started smoking a cigarette, and you could still smoke on planes in 89, but when he started peeing on the floor.
Oh,
Jabbar Depardieu.
Izzy Stradlin.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
Jabbar Depardieu.
Yeah. And anyway, according to Rolling Stone, and he was arrested when he landed, but I don't even remember this
I don't remember that one. I just remember Jabbar Depardieu.
Okay, I'll give you one more. Child star, Todd Bridges.
Oh,
he tried to kill his dealer.
Yeah.
In 1988.
And he was such a sweet and innocent kid.
After the end of Different Strokes, all three of the former child stars went off the rails.
Oh, they
Todd
did.
Bridges was addicted to crack cocaine in his 20s.
The
and
little
during,
one?
No, Todd.
No, I know,
Willis,
but I'm thinking of the
Gary
other
Coleman.
One.
Gary Coleman. And anyway, he was charged with the attempted murder of his dealer, and he hired Johnny Cochran. And he was acquitted of all charges.
Mm-hmm.
And Cochran argued that his client was the way he was because of Hollywood and child actors, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then a witness said Todd wasn't even there when old Tex, the dealer, was shot. So there was that. But, I mean, Johnny Cochran, you know, did that. So there you go. And Sean Penn went to jail for assaulting an extra on a movie set in 1987.
Surprise.
He did. He went to jail.
No, I know.
For
of course
60
he did.
Days.
Yeah, I believe it.
Anyway, so
he's
that.
A
Sean Penn has been a hothead for a long,
yes,
long
he
time.
Yes, he has.
All right.
Thank you for
it.
Sharing.
All right. We'll be right back with our favorite headlines of the day. Hey everyone, thanks for hanging out with us on this Wednesday. Happy spring. I am hearing songbirds And I saw like cardinals dashing all around my backyard, two sets of them yesterday and today. And I heard bird song up in Duluth.
I think I'm going to take down my Christmas decorations outside.
Take down for sure your wreath.
Well, my, you know, my
even
pots.
Even though my wreath looks beautiful, my pots
see,
still look beautiful.
My pots were brown the day I bought them, remember?
Oh, Julia.
And I put red, I spray painted them, remember, with forest
that
green?
That seems like a year ago.
I know, but it just
You can leave a wreath up, can't you?
Nah, it's time.
Okay. I think it's
I'm so sick of them. I've been up there since November.
I know. I'm ready to put up my spring wreath, Donnie, which is Easter eggs.
I am ready to put up a spring wreath, too.
Yeah.
Easter's
I'm ready.
So late this year, too.
Isn't it? Right.
April 21st.
April 21st. It's unbelievable. Okay, favorite headline today is, I'm sorry, but Kate Beckinsale brought Pete Davidson to dinner with her parents last night in Nobu.
I love that.
Yes.
At Nobu
in Malibu.
I love it. Mm.
She's there with her mom, her stepdad, because her dad died, her other dad, and Pete Davidson. They're all in the car together. It's kind of exciting.
Now, Lori, I didn't share this with you during randoms, but I am going to let you know.
Oh, I hate
that
when you tell me something random right now.
I don't care.
I'm not in the mood for it.
I don't care because everyone needs to know about it because it's happening before our show tomorrow, okay?
All right. Tomorrow's some kind of a business thing. Now Julia's got her mom hat on right now.
It isn't a business thing.
What is it?
Good Lord.
It's a show
You
thing.
Know, tomorrow is Bids for
See,
Kids.
See, I knew it.
But it isn't that. But I want people to know it starts first thing in the morning. And if there's packages, I would go onto the website and look tonight to see what you want because some of them, they're timed and they're going
to
go quick.
You are correct to remind people about that because you do have to have time strategy
if you
want some of these experiences.
You do. Now, but here's really what I want to let people know.
Because taglines for
March Madness is happening right now, Lori. And does it make you more productive at work? It makes people happier. Yes, it does.
Oh, it makes people happy because you've got some.
It improves. 72% of managers thinks it improves morale. Companies that get in on these thick charts and everything brackets. Together. Brackets. Thank you, Donnie. Anywho, I just want to let people know. Tomorrow, the Gophers are playing at 11:15 a.m. Against Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
CBS.
Who are you rooting for, Donnie? Your alma mater or the Gophers?
Did you graduate from Louisville?
No, I went to Kentucky.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, Lori, what is... Gosh.
What's not this? Don't, you would never...
Did you graduate from Kentucky?
No, don't ever go to Kentucky and say there's no difference between... They would, you would get hurt.
I know. What do I know about basketball? I thought Louisville was Kentucky.
They make baseball bats, too.
Yeah, I thought Louisville was Kentucky.
It is. It's...
They're two different schools.
Two different schools.
They're called...
Like it's like some... Yeah.
It's called... What are the two schools?
University of Kentucky, and the University of Louisville.
See, this is where it always gets me. Same state, just a different town.
U of something. It's the U of something. The U of L, the U of K, or the U of L. What's the state?
No,
okay,
I know.
Well, anyway, it starts tomorrow at 11:15.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, probably.
Go Gophers.
But I hope they win. That would be exciting.
It would be
fun for
Minnesota
basketball fans.
It really would be fun. And then Bids for Kids, of course,
And then I could just say, with somewhat of credibility, it's kind of an upset because that team, that Louisville, Kentucky team, is always in.
No, but they're not having that good of a year.
But it doesn't matter. They always are in. The Gophers are not always in.
No, we are.
So I would like an upset.
Okay.
No, we want them to win worse than life.
Okay.
Worse than life?
No, we really
do. We want an upset. Because it will be an upset. It will be an upset.
Yes, it would be.
They're only one ahead of us in the rating.
Julia, I heard 10 and 7 was the difference.
It is. One's a 7 seed, one's a 10 seed.
She who doesn't pay attention.
Look at this, quoting seeds, Lori. Wow.
Just letting it be thrown out there every once in a while. You know, that's the thing with being a at-a-glance reader. Sometimes I can't stop the thoughts from sticking in my head. I saw that, like, you know, it was on the front page of the Star Tribune.
Yeah, I know.
Where I saw that little fact. I know. Okay, do you want to hear Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin's? Andy was so shady last night. He shared a Twitter person who'd made memes of, like, their taglines. You know how the housewives, they've got the sparkly photo? We should do that sometime. Like,
well, I know.
Here, like, get everyone here to have their housewife tagline.
I know. What would yours be?
Well, I mean, I've said it before. I don't want to say it again.
I can't say mine right now either because someone, you know.
Yeah. Do you know that they get help with those?
Well, of course they do.
Of course.
I guess I always thought...
That would be stressful to come up with your name because it's out there.
I always thought that they came up with them themselves and then presented it to Bravo. Well, anyway, the only thing I'm desperate for is a top-notch education. That's Felicity Huffman, and she's holding like a diamond. She's got a little black dress on.
I feel like she should be holding a pencil and an apple.
Maybe. And Lori Loughlin's was, her arms across, my house is full, and so is my jail cell.
Oh,
my
They're
word.
Pretty good.
I know.
Oh, no, people, the Aunt Becky meme is going on
well,
and
what did
on.
I just get from someone?
Oh, everywhere.
This season on Hallmark Channel, it's a picture of Lori Loughlin, Holiday in Handcuffs.
Yeah.
Is the name of the movie.
They're just, it's, it writes itself. And then, you know, Rita Wilson was on Busy Phillips. I'm telling she's you, I'm back on that show.
She's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
And Colin Hanks and Busy Phillips dated back in the day when they were in college. In the college, neither of them finished. Mm-hmm. But Rita Wilson did just weigh in about the college admissions thing.
What'd she say?
She just said it's offensive, unethical, and unfair to, she just said, I don't want to be a downer on the show, but it's so offensive to the college that they're not considered elite as if they're somehow different and you're getting a different education. It's all about hard work.
Hear, hear.
Whether it's hard work at school or hard work at work. And then she just said, you know, it's so unethical because kids that work hard that are
financial aid or just
desperate. So she weighed in on that, but they had fun. I'm kind of getting back into Busy show.
All right.
It's kind of fun.
Maybe I'll start taping it
again.
Yeah,
just see if she's got, like, Rita Wilson, I will watch her in anything. She gives good
couch.
Well,
she's delicious.
Do we tape that show, Donnie? Like, if we ever want audio from that, we'll have to just get it from
her. She's out of room right now.
Well, we can delete some of the others.
I need to go in there and help.
Lori, do it and get rid of Access Hollywood because we don't care anymore.
Yeah, I am going to go in there.
No, I wouldn't get rid of Access Hollywood if they have a good interview.
We're going to do Devo Do or Die with some of the... No, Rocco is so... he's so busy doing other stuff. Sometimes there will be like 15 American Idols sitting in the queue.
Who cares
just go
about
in and tell them
that.
Well, because if it's just on a seat, right. You don't, Julia. I mean, I will do Do or Die for this station's DVR.
Thank you.
I'm volunteering.
My God.
I'm cleaning up space.
This is serious. But I'll have to read the emails to see if it was done.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a good night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Go, go
first. Job done. Off you go.